speaking of music and activism, I am again no longer by my lonesome in the studio. Today's been a fun show. I have been joined by Pam and Dan Rosenthal. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks so much for coming.
Happy,
I'm so
congratulations.
Yes. Well, thank you.
She just
newlywed.
Yes, and congratulations to you, Mr. and Mrs. 30 years together.
That's right.
Your anniversary's coming
up. Not yet. It's not till September.
We just started we had 29 about a month or so ago. But we're acting like this whole year is our anniversary.
I think that's fantastic. I personally classify myself as a celebratarian. Any opportunity to celebrate, let's just do it a lot.
Why not?
Right? Yeah. And I got married in September as well. So
it's a good month for
getting married.
It's
a good month. Yeah. Good month. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining. I can't wait to dive into all of the awesome things you have lined up for your year. But first, you have instruments in your hand, and I'm getting very giddy about it. Can you talk to us a little bit about your music? And specifically, Dan, you mentioned that you had some thoughts. There needed to be an intro to this particular song.
Yeah, this song is called Common Ground. It really just centers on what's going on right now. Hoping for a little more equality. And I wrote this with a Nashville successful songwriter, and I'm hoping to be that someday. Anyway, it's called Common Ground. There's a young man in a new land north of Mexico. He's pledging his allegiance the day he took that oath. There's a long line of picket signs flying around D.C. A young girl in Atlanta just dreaming White House dreams. Brought up differently, both grateful to be alive and free. Thank God we're not all the same. Well, that gives us something to celebrate. Pull the chair round up and we fill each other's cup. Here in Common Ground, USA. Well, there's a shrimper from the bayou trying to keep his family fed. Well, he kneels down on Sunday and he prays for a better catch. Farmer from Nebraska trying to hold on to his land, and out on the reservation sit the first American. We're not perfect, but we're trying, learning from each other over time. Thank God we're not all the same. That gives us something to celebrate. So pull the chair on up and we'll fill each other's cup. Here in Common Ground, USA.
Deep down, doesn't everyone want a little place in the sun where they can be with the ones they love? Though we might disagree, we still got a right to speak. That's what makes this country great.
Thank God we're not all the same. Well, that gives us something to celebrate. So pull the chair on up and we'll fill each other's cup. Here in Common Ground, USA. Here in Common Ground, USA.
Here we go.
So I have a confession that I'm kind of new to radio. I was always a writer in the newspaper side of things, and that was my very first live music in studio.
Sweet!
And
we are so happy to be your first ones.
I know, I'm sitting here.
You are no longer a live music DJ virgin.
Right? Yay. Right? No, well, I'm just...
I'll tell you a funny quick story. I've been a DJ here for a long time, and a few years back, I got the award for best live music in the DJ thing, because I had live music weekly on my show.
Ooh.
Almost weekly. Not always, but pretty darn close. So, yes.
Get it.
Yes. So now you are in.
Now I'm in a club.
It has to happen all the time.
No, that was great. Thank you so much. And I love the message of that sound, or of that song, right? That's so great. And you guys, this is a nice little segue, because you have quite the tour ahead of you, and we'll talk about that project. Have you guys been to Common Ground, the coffee shop in Crested Butte, I think?
We actually, we were in one in Chicago.
Oh.
And we actually played there.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Actually, we should send them the song, Dan.
You should.
We played there last 2 winters ago, and we did a winter trip and spent a couple months in Chicago and went to the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I love Chicago.
Yeah, so we're doing this tour. There's a new pass that came out this year called the Icon Pass. It's a ski pass. Yeah. And it covers 36 resorts. And as soon as that thing came out, I'm like, I want to do all those. That would be really fun.
And I said, oh, come on, Dan.
Ultimately, though, twist your arm a little harder, right?
And what we love is we love to ski and we love to play music. So we decided to hit all those 37 resorts, which are East Coast, before Christmas, and then Canada, Washington, California, all over the place.
Well,
after Christmas.
There's 36 official resorts, but two of them are outside of the country. But two of the ones in the country actually have multiple mountains on one resort.
Oh, got it.
So we have a list of 38 resorts, actually, because we did include one that's a non-icon. We got invited to play at Magic Mountain in Vermont, and how do we say no to that?
You don't say no to that.
No, so we're going to Magic as well, and it's not icon, but we have a plan that will get us to every one of them this winter. It's very tight, tightly scheduled.
I was just going to say, as amazing as this is, there had to be some serious logistics in the background.
I spent about a month sequestered in a friend's home in Boulder. I was house-sitting for her, and so it was perfect because I had no other responsibilities, and I literally was on the phone, email, and computer for anywhere from 6 to 10 hours a day, depending on the day, for about a month.
Wow.
And we're still working. We're still not done with all the planning, but the bulk of it got done in Boulder in September.
And then that was mostly the booking stuff, because, you know, trying to book shows, you know, is hard.
I bet.
We got about 27, 28 booked now.
Yeah, we got a couple more coming in, hopefully later today. Yeah.
So what did that sound like? You just call up some venues and say, hey, we're a couple of ski pros.
That's the best way to do it, actually. Yeah. You know, you can email all day, but if you talk to them personally, that's a much...
It definitely helps. Yeah. I had an imagination that we were going to, you know, get some excitement from the ski areas themselves and get them to host us, and which was fun, and maybe someday when we're a little bigger, they'll do that. But my initial reach out to the resorts was a little soft. You know, we're a little small fry, you know, it's all good. We have some. We of course, our own Aspen Ski Co. is giving us some swag for Give a Flake, their campaign, and they're happy that we're out in the world. And actually, Alta has invited us to be part of their Protect Our Winters Day. So that's really cool. Yeah, so we are getting some actual resort gigs as well, but most of them are in the really cool little pubs and little coffee shops and things just next to the resorts or on the way. So that's kind of our gig anyway. So
that sounds fantastic. Yeah. And that's great. And it's kind of apt that you all are doing the ski resort tour, because first off, background for our listeners who haven't been chatting with you off air, Dan, you've got 40 years under your belt, and Pam, you've got 30 years as a ski pro. In the Valley?
No, Breckenridge and Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, sure.
But I moved back here in 2004.
Nice.
But it's a lot of things. It's 40 years of teaching and just celebrating the skiing. And then my dad passed away, and he got me all into skiing, and then 30 years being married. It's all these things, you know? It's like,
you started your career down in Sandia Peak in Albuquerque. So we have Sandia Peak, Breckenridge, Taos, and then Aspen Snowmass.
Nice.
Actually, I taught 1 year at Highlands back in
the day.
Early 80s.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, I mean, it is a culmination of all the different facets coming together, which is beautiful. But there's an activism element here regarding something that's a little scarier.
Yes.
I know it's past Halloween, but to me, the scariest thing, because I'm a big skier as well, and I remember last winter was very lackluster. I mean, I still have my toenails. That's
That's a sign.
That's a sign. And so can you talk a little bit to that effect regarding what motivated you on that front?
Well, and I feel like, you know, we have a platform as a musician. We are in the public eye all the time. We're singing to people, we're talking to people, and I feel like I want to use that to promote, you know, best practices. So I put together links on our website. You go to our webpage and there's a link section, and on that page are just a lot of organizations I've done some research on, and I really believe in what they're offering.
And what are those organizations?
Well, there's a whole list of them there that Megan has, but Protect Our Winners, Give a Flake, Sustainable Human, Wilderness Workshop, I absolutely love. Blue Green, Mindful Life Program, another local program we love. A great youth organization called Youth Guardians. They're doing amazing work. Sustainable Human has got the best videos ever on how to be a really good human being. Peace Alliance, Women for Wildlands, another local one, and then Green Education. So go look at them all. It would take me too long to tell you about them all, but you'll find something that resonates with you. I tried to go cross sections so that when people got on there, they wouldn't find only politics or only, you know, green sustainable stuff or only, you know, mindful practices. I tried to sweep it so that everybody could find something that they could get engaged in and hopefully be motivated by. So I'm motivated by all of those. I love everything on there. So
that's awesome. Dan, anything to add from that front? Or
no, it's so important. Just because if you just go out and just do everything you love, that's great. But you got to give something back. And what we did was we kind of developed a couple of little merchandise things, little objects. One is a collapsible cup so that you can carry it. Like when you're skiing, you can carry this cup. So that if you go into the cafeteria, you can use that cup for hot water or something like that, or hot chocolate.
Well, instead, it's a small thing, but I really place a lot of importance on grassroots small efforts. So if you carry this cup around, and over the course of the winter, you save one cup a day and you ski 30 days, that's 30 cups that did not hit the trash can. You know, and you multiply that by the thousands of skiers that are out there, and we can make a big impact. Yeah. And then they might see that, the resorts will say, these people care about this. I need to look at my practices. Maybe I need to get compostable
things. It's amazing. Because, you know, like, you see how, like in Carbondale, how businesses are up on things, and then you go out and you know, I was just in Grand Junction, and I had to say I love fried chicken. So but I went to a chicken place, and I was like, man, this is a whole tray of stuff I'm about to throw out.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, something's got to change.
We got to reduce the waste. I know our friend owns Allegria, and he is giving you a discount if you bring in your own containers to take your to-go stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like I say, here in Carbondale, locals, we got it down. Things are happening. But we step outside of our little realm here, and we realize there's a lot of work to do. So when we said, okay, we're going to go across the country, we're going to try to do our part and put some word out there and see if we can inspire some people. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I see you guys kind of nuzzling your instruments, so I am not going to stand in the way of allowing another song to happen if you will grace that.
Well, you know, this is, these songs are, so I've got one album out that was just mostly, you know, my own little project, and we're doing this country album now. When we get back from the tour, we're going to make this album, and it's mostly country music. So these are new stuff.
Ooh.
New songs, not a disclaimer, but, we're going to do one that Pam sings.
Well, and this one is not so much towards social activism, but maybe pointing a little more towards some personal transformation.
Relationships, which is...
Oh, yeah.
What's it called, Pam?
It's called Stucker Than Hell. Incense burning on the window pane, same old gray skies, different day. Clothes on the line getting wet outside, bills piling up, getting pushed aside. She feels like she wants to cry, but the tears won't come.
making coffee for two, but it feels like one. She's stucker than him. She calls her best friend on the phone, who tells her just to leave it all behind. Take it out west for a week or two, go find yourself, maybe get a tattoo. Spinning your wheels ain't getting you nowhere. Mud flaps are slapping in the air. You're stucker than hell. Stuck in the same jeans that won't wear out. Same guys you don't give a hoot about. Boss that won't leave her alone. Stuck in the same two-room apartment. She never felt quite right about it. Same dream she don't do nothing about. She's stucker than hell. But she dreams of tall pine trees out west. Handsome man she's never met. But for now, she's stucker than hell. Same jeans that won't wear out. Same time you don't give a hoot about. Boss that won't leave her alone. Stuck in the same two-room apartment. She never felt quite right about it. Same dream she don't do nothing about. She's stucker than hell. Sun going down on her East Coast town. Happy that the rain is coming gone. Steps outside for a breath of air and leads toward the western sky.
Awesome. What a perfect note to end this week's Express Yourself on. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Megan. Really,
absolutely.
Megan.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. And congratulations to you all. I'm so excited for your next year.
Yay.
Cheers.